I cannot stand
behind
chairs. That's not me. So I like getting right in front of everybody. So how'd you feel about your performance today?
Good.
Boy, that's high energy. So congratulations on Most Improved. That happens.
Thank you.
And I love the Most Improved Award because it recognizes a journey that you all have taken. That you say, you know what? You know, whatever happened last year, that's not what we want. We want to be better. And so I congratulate you for that. My name is Kevin Keller. This is the music category. And what we want to do first of all is talk about all the wonderful things that happened in your performance today. So one of the nice things about Kentucky Babe, this song is, from a dynamic perspective, has very little opportunity. All right, you knew that, right?
Yes.
You go, oh, boy, there's not much here. But that's okay, because what opportunity there was, you took advantage of. So, you know, just tiny bits, and then the next time around, just a little bit more. So it's like, you know, when the baby falls asleep, you have to speak in very hushed tones, but once that baby starts really coming to sleep, then they can't hear you anymore. And so you can get a little louder, and you're not going to disturb the baby. They're into that REM sleep, and you're not going to disturb them. So you took advantage of what was there and maximized that. Overall, good expansion of the sound, good ideas. And then overall, if you look at it on a macro level, there's just this, okay, things are going to get louder, things are going to get louder. They're building, and then we start coming down towards the end. So that was good. The things I started writing down, which were really some really strong moments, you get into the retard, oh, the ooh,
yeah.
So, hum, right. So as you're getting close to the end, you have this, did you guys hum the first one?
Yeah, we, NG.
Okay, all right, yeah, I couldn't tell if it was a hum or an NG. But that was really well done. Texturally, it was a different flavor than what we're used to hearing. It was a good choice. And then in that second one, where you retard, everything gets slower and slower. And one of the magic things about duration is duration for quartets and choruses is the first tool that people choose out of their musical toolkit. You didn't choose it until the end. Because if I want to stress that something is important, I slow it down. So if I were wanting to make some word important, what people often do is they stretch it out. And it becomes the boy who cries wolf. If something is slow and something is slow and something is slow, then nothing is important anymore. And the only phrase that you sang in the entire song that was quote-unquote slow was close your eyes and sleep. And then the second one got even slower. So that's really good musical thinking, that you're not going to use duration that way. So that was good. Tomorrow's Promise to No One. This song is extremely hard, if you haven't figured that out by now. Is it not?
Yeah.
Bass is right out of the gate. Da, 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 da. You know, basses don't like thirds, right? That just, what do you mean, singing a third of a chord? And the melody is hard. There's some transitions that Bobby Rung put in there that are hard. One of the things that you did a really nice job of was coming through that key change and then going into, is it a unison right after that?
Yeah,
you guys did a nice job of that, so congratulations.
I was actually worried about that.
Yeah.
Because it's been a little weird, but I wanted to know your take on it.
Yeah, you did a nice job of that. So all the work that you put into that, you know, every chart that's challenging chart has about three or four traps that people like Nathan are going, okay, gosh, we're going to spend 10 minutes on this thing just to get it at the same level that everything else is. But it was worth it. So good job. Overall, good sense of dynamics that were appropriate to the music. So those were some of the highlights of what went well today from a music category perspective. Oh, the overall, at the beginning, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, you had a good sense of what we call forward motion, which is the appropriate rate of delivery to the music doesn't mean sing as fast as you possibly can. It means sing as fast as your skill sets will, or sing as slow as your skill sets will allow. Really is the way to look at forward motion. And so you guys had a good sense of that. So let's talk about how we take this up to another level. So can we start with tomorrow's promise to Noah?
Yeah.
Put your hand in mine and walk with me together to a place our hearts can weather love stories. Yes,
I'm going to celebrate something. This is one of the first times in an evaluation where I'm watching the director. And he's moving about this much, and yet you're producing a lot of sound and a lot of commitment to that. So that's wonderful. So now I'm going to challenge you, is that a lot of the words have an equal amount of weight to them. Put your hands in mine and da da da. You're not singing choppy. That's not what I'm saying. But every word has the same amount of weight. I want you to watch Nathan. Does Nathan direct every word sound?
No.
He doesn't. You already know the answer. So those word sounds that he directs are those that deserve the most weight, and those that he doesn't direct don't deserve the same amount of weight. All words get some weight, but some get more than others. The one that Nathan tells you is important gets the most. Here we go.
Put your hand in mine and walk with me together to a place our hearts can weather love stories yet
untold.
Look me in the eye.
I have to tell you, I've never done this in evaluation, but because this is the last chorus and I've got a little bit of time, if we go over, that's on us, right?
Yeah.
We go over. Nathan, bear with me for just a second.
Good.
All right. So how many of us have been in barbershop for a long period of time? All right. So you're going to appreciate this. We're going to sing that intro at a 40. And what a 40 is just shy of a train wreck. The chords are barely distinguishable. The word sounds are almost together. Together enough that you can plausibly understand it. But it's just shy of a train wreck. We won't do this long, I promise. All right? We're singing at a 40. What you do will score a 40. Here we go.
Put your hand in mine.
I won't let you sing any. How hard was that?
It
sucked. It was incredibly difficult, was it not?
Yes.
Because you have so many skills that you have learned that to go backwards, you can't. You just can't. It's impossible. So now we're going to go to a 50, and a 50 is a plausible performance at a PTA, and you hear them and you go, oh, I wish they sounded better. But it's okay, but I wish we had a better example of barbershop. Here we go.
Thanks.
Put your hand in mine and walk with
good.
Me.
Yeah. We'll quibble about whether that's a 50 or not. It's close enough because we don't want to live there long. Now we're going to go to a 60. And a 60 is a threshold at which we would go pay money to go see a chapter show to see that chorus on stage. And oh gosh, aren't they cute? I can take about 15 minutes of this. Nothing is bad. Nothing is bad. There's just no artistry and no musicality to it, but the chords are very distinguishable. They're basically in tune. The word synchronization is basically there. It's all cohesive to a certain level, but nothing fun is happening. Here we go.
Put your hand in mine and walk with me.
We won't live there either. That was probably in the 50s, but that we'll live there. Now we're going to go to a 70 level, and a 70 is where this chorus is pretty much living at, all right? So I want you to sing that performance. Here we go. Here's a 70. Here's your performance.
Would you your hand in mine and walk with me together to a place our hearts can weather love stories yet adorable.
Now, we're going to go to a 75. And a 75 is where some weaker districts, the chorus champion lives. So there is a little more depth to sound. There is more elegance to the singing. The musicality is about the same. The only thing that changes is there's more elegance, more depth and breadth of sound. So your musicality is great. The phrasing that we're doing right now is great, other than we're going to add a little more elegance and a little more depth and breadth of sound. Here we go.
Put your hand in mine and walk with me together to a place our hearts can weather love stories yet.
Still had the clarity in the, I think, in the intonation of it.
Yeah.
It was warmer. It might have had a little bit of synchronization that crept in there because of trying to create.
In terms of the consistency of flow, for you as a director, what were you sensing?
So I even lifted myself a little bit more, and I didn't have to feel like I needed to do it more.
There we go.
What was necessary.
There we go. That's why we went through this exercise. Is right now the two of you are fighting. Is Nathan immediately showed me today, both on stage and here, he's a very skilled director. These are great hands that are in front of you. And what happens is we can become very reliant on great hands and say, you have great hands, I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to let you direct me. And when that happens, all of a sudden we start getting different interpretations, not at a gross level, but at a fine level. We get different interpretations about how to expand as we get to an end of the phrase. Some people are pushing, some people are not doing anything. So we're getting some infighting. I have learned through the years that every chorus has 5 points of potential that they have learned skills that they don't bring to the performance. I didn't have to tell you how to sing a 75, other than just imploring you to do what you already knew how to do. I just gave you a set of words, and all of a sudden you went there. What would happen if you made that choice every week that you said, you know what, Nathan? I'm gonna sing you the 75 this week. Make me better. What would happen with the chorus? It would go even farther. So your goal is to bring to bear everything every judge has ever talked to you about, every coach has ever talked about, every director has ever talked to you about, and don't make them work at 7 o'clock to get you back to where you were last week. Say, I'm singing it at 75, make me better than that. All right, that was really good. Worth the time?
Yes.
Yeah, all right. Can we get into the B section? Is that a possible thing to do?
Yes, the bridge?
Yes.
Or no, the...
That is four.
If you love... That's right where the kind of chorus starts.
Never before, yep. Actually, I want to go back to the second A section. I apologize.
Second A section. That's if you love me, tell me now.
There we go. If you love me, tell me now. Sorry about that.
If you love me, tell me now. Don't hide your love inside you. Let it shine like
morning. Bravo. And that's what happened on stage as well. So here's what happens. Raise your hand if you're not a lead. What's your job in that section?
We're pips.
Okay, you're the pips. All right, exactly. Throw that word away. You are not the pips. You are more musically valuable than the lead section. But when we say you're more musically valuable than the lead section, what are we thinking?
Volume.
Volume.
Yes.
That's not the right answer. So here's what's going to happen. Leads sing for us very quickly. Da 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 da. Leads alone.
If you love me, tell me now. Don't hide your love inside you. Let it shine.
Now, your goal, other three parts.
Da 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 da.
You are going to make a gradual crescendo such that when you get to the word shine, you're at chorus balance. Now, I want you to make your part more musically interesting than the lead part.
Ooh, now, ta, ta, ta,
and you arrive on the word shine. Your goal, your destination is the word shine if you're the trio. Leads, just do what you did. Here we go, four parts.
If you love me,
interest trio. The better you get, the more things there are. That's operating at the high B, low A level. All right? Knowing every time what's our destination. So, Nathan, when I say the word destination, does that make sense to you?
Yes.
All right. It's Nathan's job for a while. In every song, you're going to have six or seven spots that are major destinations. All right? And such that we have purpose. We're going to start here. Where are we headed? And six or seven to start with. And the better you get, the more destinations there will be along the way. But generally, they're going to happen. You'll find out where they happen as you go through the music, where you want them. That was great, guys. Thank you for that. Can we do Kentucky Babe real quick? They haven't kicked us out, so.
Go ahead and give the NG. Listen to it again and get the onset.
What's your immediate reaction?
Somebody's
to pull blending. Back, right? So that it's not me. Guess what? The way that you solve that problem is by everybody singing your voice and no individual voices stick out. So if you're trying to blend, you're creating individual voices. Stop blending. Here we go, same spot.
Oh.
So what did Eric talk about in terms of expansion of the voice, in terms of lift, in terms of placement? What did he talk about? Good, all right, good. So let's integrate that. Your performance was far better than the previous one. Let's integrate whatever the singing judge, Eric, asked you to do as well.
And he also reiterated, don't let the sink because you're somebody's out of a breath and they close the word out for something.
You are mighty lucky, babe of old Kentucky.
This time you solved that problem, all right? I think the CA abandoned us because it has to be probably 30 minutes into this. Any questions for me?
When can you come to Des Moines?
Come on,
appreciate that. You can write, absolutely, absolutely. Absolutely, but right after this is all
right. A couple of decades ago.
Yeah, I did come up. All right, great work, guys. Any questions?
I'm glad salvation is created in that room tonight.
Okay, all right.
I've asked several of you.
Okay.
It's only about a 5-second bounce.
Well, I don't have any sway over that anymore.
I understand.
All right, guys, great work. Thank you.
Virgil.
Nice. Good answer. Good answer.